Then my name is Kit Eckel. I'm a resident of Point Richmond, a violinist and an educator. And I have been connected here at the Point since birth, in a lot of ways. My grandfather was some sort of principal in the Tilden Eckel Lumber Company. It was established in 1904, evidently, here. He was born in Winters, but came down here quite early. And my grandparents' actually first home in the early 1900s was here in Point Richmond. And my father was part of the first faculty of what became Contra Costa College. It was West Contra Costa Junior College at that time, and it was established in little Quonset huts here in Point Richmond. And so they eventually moved to El Sobrani, which is over the hills, and I grew up there as a kid. But the year I went away to college, my parents bought a place out here and came back here. I had music all around me as a kid. I decided I wanted to play the violin from a very early age. I can't remember not wanting to play the violin. But my mother was a pianist, and she kind of insisted that I learn to play piano first. And I think her biggest mistake was having me take lessons from her, which I rebelled against quite strongly. And ultimately, she relented, and much to my chagrin. At this point, I wish I was much better at keyboards, but... so she was probably right, but I did start violin lessons at the age 8 and played it right the way through high school. I was concertmaster in my high school orchestra at De Anza High in El Sobrante. So I was around music and was very snooty early on in my career and really liked classical music the best. But actually at a point, my father, who had taught art at Contra Costa College, had a student who left a huge pile of his jazz collection at our house, and I got more and more interested in that at the time. I remember staying up late nights in high school and listening to Miles Davis's Sketches of Spain and those kinds of things, and even some really way out stuff at the time, which free jazz by Ornette Coleman. And so that's where I guess the love developed in jazz in particular. Well, Point Richmond is quite an interesting little place. Very early on in 1900 or 1902 or something like that, the Standard Oil was built around it and kind of isolated this little point of land where Richmond had started. But it is a very beautiful little place, and because it's sort of isolated that way, I think it's become a little enclave that a lot of people don't know about. So it's kind of almost like time passed it by somehow, and retains a little small town flavor that's very uncommon in the urban scene in the San Francisco Bay Area. Well, the Point has been full of characters. That is one of the things I think that helps create community too, is having a few characters around that everybody kind of shakes their head at. And probably the most, maybe even famous of them, is a man named Joel Beck. Joel Beck was a, he's often given credit for inventing underground cartoons. He was before R. Crumb and those kinds of guys would all know who he is. And he's probably his most famous work of art not his best, but the most famous is a picture of Daisy Duck lying on a couch with a cigarette holder. And it's actually painted on and represented on one of the murals down in downtown Point Richmond now too. He did finally pass away here at Point, but he was quite a character around town. Community obviously is people being together and sharing something, and I think the more personal those sharings are, the stronger the community can become. And I think that does describe Point Richmond.
Thank you for listening to episode number 8 of Stories from the Point, a collection of audio postcards from Point Richmond, California. Stories from the Point is produced by independent radio producer Noah Chandler. Please visit storiesfromthepoint.com for more information.